This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Second hour today, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney because it's Wednesday, and that means it's the world according to Second Call Defense. In the meanwhile, Democrats are unable to sell their awful ideas on gun control policy, they're becoming more and more irrational and desperate. They got to have something. They want something. Right now, there's a piece of legislation that's destined for legislative death, which would ban people under the age of 16 from firing AR-15 rifles. Parentheses, weapons of war, end parentheses, or any firearm considered to be military style, because that's so enforceable, said nobody. The proposal from Senator Ed Markey, Democrat from Massachusetts, and Representative Ruben Gallego, Democrat from Arizona, would ban people younger than 16 from having or firing a machine gun or assault weapon, which is not an AR-15, either one of those things. Markey said in a statement, the small hands of children and big power of machine guns are a deadly combination. Assault weapons are weapons of war and should not be allowed in the hands of children. The ban would include blocking kids from firing the guns at a gun show or a gun range. The proposal has the support of outside groups, including the Brady Campaign, the children of Charlie Vaca, a firearms instructor who was accidentally killed in 2014 by a 9-year-old girl firing a machine gun, are also supporting the bill. They said in a statement, we're now calling upon kids across the nation and their parents to support this brave bill by signing our petition. Kids and assault weapons don't mix. Of course, they went to them. They went to them. Okay, where would we start on this? First, there's no such thing as an assault weapon, and labeling them weapons of war doesn't make it scarier or add a scintilla of clarity or truth to the matter. An AR-15 rifle at 21 feet, the typical range in a self-defense encounter, is just as deadly as a 9mm handgun. Any firearm is potentially a so-called weapon of war. Actually, handguns are weapons of war because we get them in their full configuration. A hunting rifle is a weapon of war. In fact, they actually use the ammunition that our soldiers used in World War II. The ubiquitous M1 Garand chambered in .30-06. That's now commonly used in hunting. Silly part about the semantics of this debate is that the constant changing of the language from assault weapon to weapons of war just highlights that they are solely concerned about how the gun looks, which is they're not at all interested in the facts about the weapon system, since there's no discernible difference operating wise between the AR-15 and Glock 17. If they're hoping to move the needle by calling it a different name to shock the public, they can save it. Because no one trusts the Democrats now when it comes to guns, and the public should. They think that ghost guns exist, which can shoot a 30 caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half a second. Also, Senator Markey doesn't know that math and arithmetic is the same thing. I wouldn't trust these clowns drafting legislation for running a lemonade stand, which would also be absurd, let alone dictate how we can exercise our Second Amendment rights. The only sobering fact is that this bill is sure to die. But it shows that we must remain vigilant, as always, against the anti-gun left. Lastly, any responsible gun owner knows that a 9-year-old shouldn't be firing automatic weapons, let alone an Uzi, which is what happened in the Baca case. It was an accident. And blessedly, such instances are rare, given that firearm-related accidents involving children under 14 has decreased 66% over the past two decades. A record low. Now, let me, you know, one of the things that always kills me about these bills and these proposals and everything, especially since they've thrown the cops under the bus. Who's going to enforce this? Where are they going to be? If I take my 16 or younger son, grandson, whatever it may be, somewhere and put in their hands an AR-15, who's going to be there to watch us shoot it so that they know I have run afoul of the law? And who gets arrested, me or the 16-year-old? Probably me. Who's going to do that? I don't see law enforcement lining up to support any Democratic proposal when it comes to guns, simply because of what they have done regarding firing up all of these people across the nation into believing, one, that they're victims, and two, the cops are out to get them. I saw a video the other day where somebody said that pointing out that black-on-black crime is very prevalent is racist. They said that's racist. I don't know. It's actually, I think that's actually sort of accurate. I mean, I'm just going by figures and facts. I wish it were not so. I wish that was actually wrong. But it's not racist. And here we have an entire profession who's been accused of being racist. And they're supposed to be the ones that are going to come in and enforce all these little itty-bitty laws and regulations that they want to push up on us to regulate our guns. They want, you know, I've seen this a lot, and we'll see more of this. We'll see more of this. They're going to, I'm sure they will propose that 18-year-olds should not be able to fire assault weapons on Wednesdays. That's coming. Got to be coming. Because they are looking for something, anything. And they forget a couple things. The AR-15, the reason they go after the AR-15 is, one, that weapons class has been banned before. Although it wasn't really banned because everything that was allowed to exist up to that point was grandfathered in. So it wasn't really a ban. They weren't turned in. And then the gun manufacturers got out there and looked at everything they said they couldn't have and just took that off the weapon. And now they were selling modern sporting rifles, which I think of them as personal defense weapons. Okay? These guys are, they're fishing in a pool with a bunch of fish swimming around. They don't have any bait for their hook, so they're just slamming the hook into the water, trying to hook something, even if it's on their back, on their tail, whatever. Whatever they can hook, they're trying to hook it. And, you know, we do have to remain vigilant. Absolutely. It's pathetic, though. It is really, truly pathetic. I mean, who's going to enforce this? Who would enforce this stupid proposal? Who thinks it's a good idea to hand a fully automatic weapon to a child? Yeah, it happened. How often does that happen, though? Not often enough to get out there and start banning things. That's how often it doesn't happen. They had the memorial for these police officers that passed away, and it got grabbed and confiscated by Obama. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA Studio. This is Walking Mode. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
If you see me shooting it in a video, you hear about me shooting it or something, it came from AmmunitionDepot.com. Buffalo Barack had two audiences, the country and his base. He was had to appease the base because it's an election four months from now, you know. So he delivered two speeches. The first was an acknowledgement that America is less divided than it seems, that considerable racial progress has been made in his lifetime, and that the police are often convenient scapegoats for the country's social ills. He said, "Your work, the work of police officers across the country, is like no other. From the moment you put on that uniform, you have answered a call that at any moment, even the briefest interaction, may put your life in harm's way." He echoed the Dallas police chief who said a day earlier about officers being asked to take on too much, saying that too great a burden is placed on police departments. He said, "We tell them to keep those neighborhoods in check at all costs and do so without causing any political blowback or inconvenience. Don't make a mistake that might disturb our own peace of mind, and then we feign surprise when periodically the tension boils over." The second half of his speech was, of course, his usual gun control shtick, capped by the instantly famous bit of propaganda. He said that it is easier to buy a Glock than a book. Well, I like to go to Barnes & Noble, and if I were to sign up for their membership card or whatever they call their little card that they have that saves you 10%, well, it's actually pretty easy to buy a book then. If you're buying a gun legally, it is not easier to buy a gun than it is a book. If you're buying from a federally licensed dealer, as most people do, you go through a background check. Now, he also, when he was saying, he was also saying it was about kids. So that also means that if you go through an FFL, that you got to be the right age. What Obama means, and I'm going to presume here, and as I try to climb into that racist Marxist mind of his, what Obama means is that in poor neighborhoods with higher crime, illegal guns may be easier to come by than books. He's trying to make a point, I think, about the murder rates in places like his hometown of Chicago. Not an overarching statement about the general availability of guns everywhere, but that's not how it came out. The result, a lot of rolled eyes on social media for a speech that seemed at first like it was going to rise to the occasion. Charles Cook wrote, this, remember, was a funeral. A funeral for one of the police officers who was murdered last Thursday. It wasn't a rally. It wasn't a White House press conference. It wasn't a public statement hastily arranged on the airport tarmac. It was a funeral. Presumably, those attending had all sorts of political opinions. Presumably, some of the cops were Republicans. Presumably, there was some serious disagreement in that room as to how the country should move forward. Wouldn't it have been better to wait until the proceedings were over to call for change? Wouldn't it have been more politically effective for the president to have made his push somewhere else? One of his Chicago friends, Rombo Emanuel, articulated Obama's philosophy towards moments like this early in his presidency. America's facing a crisis. It'd be a shame to let it go to waste by not alienating half the audience and achieving nothing legislatively in the process. Now, according to the people there, what Obama actually said was, "We flood communities with so many guns that it's easier for a teen to buy a Glock than get his hands on a computer." Really? In what household? In what household would these youths be at risk for this? Mr. President, they probably don't have a household if they're going for a gun. That's something you and your type saw to. Because you wanted votes, so you've ruined lives to get votes. And it's worked. It has worked. But, hey. All of that notwithstanding, how about showing a little respect for somebody who showed up and put his own life in danger? Something you've never done. Something you've never been called upon to do. Something that you wouldn't do. You've made light of the fact that you're protected by men with guns. Here you have one of these guys who died trying to protect people that he didn't know. Trying to protect people that were protesting him. Protesting his job, protesting his uniform, protesting his profession. He died because of that. And some of the things that sent that cat over the edge came out of your face, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, came out of you saying what you said earlier, what you've said for 7.5 years. Cops are not your pawns. They're not some plaything. These guys, these ladies, they go out there every day alone. There's no way I would do that alone. No way. Everybody I know that does it, and I don't know that many of them, but they go out there alone every day. I can't imagine what that would be like. I mean, it worries me for the ones I do know, because there is no way I go out alone without a fire maneuver buddy with me. Because that's what it might come to. It came to that in Dallas. And you're sitting around pontificating, pushing for gun control. This is a narcissist who does not know any shame. This is a guy looking out over colleagues and family members and taking a moment to pander. To pander to a base. And part of that base precipitated the events that got that poor individual killed. We got to do better than this. We'll be right back.
Square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating your faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Coming to you live from the Frog League Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And thanks to Freddie Real at Ammo Land, I keep trying to put I've got this agreement with Ammo Land to stream the show there, and I'd like to welcome the people that are there at Ammo Land watching it now. Good evening! I never can get it right. And then I'm texting Freddie. I'm going, Freddie, I can't fix it. And then Freddie fixes it. So, thank you, Freddie. And all of you people watching at Google Hangouts or YouTube or in the chat room, what's up? Just irritates me that I can't make it work. Anyway. The war on cops. It's sort of unspeakable to put it that way. There's actually a book out called this, and it was written by Heather McDonald, published a few weeks ago on the eve of the greatest escalation of that war by the ambush murders of five policemen in Dallas. Nor is this war against police confined to Dallas. It's occurring across the country. Who do we point the finger at here? Who's to blame? There is a ton of blame. More than enough to go around to the wide range of people and institutions that have contributed to these disasters. In addition to the murderers who have killed people they don't even know, there are those who created the atmosphere of blind hatred in which such killers flourish. Chief among those who generate this poisonous atmosphere, career race hustlers like Al Sharpton and racist institutions like the Black Lives Matter movement. All such demagogues need is a situation where there has been a confrontation where someone was white and someone else was black. Facts don't matter to them. The same is true of the more upscale, genteel, and sophisticated race panderers, including the President of the United States. During his first year in the White House, Barack Obama chastised a white policeman over his handling of an incident with a black professor at Harvard after admitting that he didn't know the specific facts. Nor did he know the specifics when he publicly announced that if he had had a son, the son would look like Trayvon Martin. Are we supposed to decide who is right and who is wrong on the basis of pigment? There was long history of that in the days of the old Jim Crow South. Are we actually trying to fight against racism today, or do we just want to put it under new management? No one should imagine that any of this is happening, but helping at all black America. The surge in murder rates across the country in the wake of the anarchy, at least after the Ferguson, Missouri, and Baltimore riots, has taken a wholly disproportionate number of black lives. But to the race hustlers, the black lives don't really matter nearly as much as their chance to get publicity and power and money and votes or whatever else serves their own interest. Mainstream media play a large and largely irresponsible role in the creation and maintenance of a poisonous racial atmosphere that has claimed the lives of policemen around the country. This same poison atmosphere is also claiming the lives of even more black American people, black American men, who've been victims of violence by thugs and criminals who've had fewer restrictions as the police have pulled back or have been pulled back under political, you know, political pressure, political prompting. The media provides a publicity on which these career race hustlers thrive. And it is the most symbiotic of relationships, in which turmoil in the streets gives the media something exciting to attract viewers. In return, the media give those behind this turmoil millions of dollars worth of free publicity to spread their poison. Now, it is certainly news when there's turmoil in the streets, but that is very different from saying that giving one-sided presentations at length of the claims of those promote this turmoil makes sense. The media have also actively promoted the anti-police propaganda by the way they present the news. And this goes all the way back to the Rodney King riots of 1992. Television stations all across the country repeatedly played a selectively edited fraction of a videotape covering the encounter between the police and Rodney King, who had been stopped after a wild high-speed chase. The great majority of that video never saw the light of day on the TV networks and incessantly played the selectively edited fraction. When the police were charged with excessive violence and overcoming King's resistance to arrest, the jury saw the whole video, and they refused to convict the policeman. That's when the people who had seen only what the media showed them rioted after the jury verdict. Today, the media keep repeating the mantra that there was a peaceful demonstration, even when it ends in violence. How many people have to die in these peaceful demonstrations before the media admit that those who promote mob disruptions have to know what is likely to happen when you put mobs in the street at night? Mob rule is not democracy. It threatens democracy, as it threatens lives, black and white. And both of those and all of those should matter. There is no upside to a war on law enforcement unless you want to live the life of the anarchist. If that's what you're looking for, then this is right down your alley. If, however, you know, for me, I'm good to go. But it's not just me that I'm concerned about. It's, you know, I'm married. I have sons. I have grandchildren. I'm concerned about them too. So it is nice to see a police presence, even, and it takes all types. The police are filled with all types of people, just as any other profession are. I have never, and hey, listen, I've given them plenty of chances. I have never walked up to a police officer and told them that I'm carrying a gun and that I'm a permitted person to carry a gun and been slammed around. I have had to pose for pictures because some of the guys that were on that shift listened to the show. I was stunned by how young they are. But besides that, I was just, you know, I was happy they were doing their job, and I'm happy to have been part of their, the safest part of their evening, because I certainly had nothing going on with them. There is no winning side. There's no up, there's no plus point in a war with the police. The police are here to help us. May not work out that way all the time, but 99.9% of the time it does. And there's enough stuff going on in the country at all given times to where if they ever pull back, we'll just ask them how it's going in Baltimore right now. Baltimore's got there's a pullback. There's a Ferguson effect happening. And, you know, it's not good. It is really not good. But in any event, when we get back, that 90% thing, we're going to pull that apart. This is Lock and Load.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
From the Frog Lose Performance,
made in the USA studio, this is Walking Lows. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
You see me shooting it, I got it there. There's some myths that just won't die. Like the wage gap myth, or the exciting series of baseball games. I'm sorry, baseball for me is very dull. Some myths that are so pervasive that despite having been debunked multiple times, they thrive, like the relevance of the Cardassians. Nobody knows how. It just survives. One of those myths is that 90% of Americans agree that we need tougher and much more thorough background checks on guns that we buy. It's a strong myth that continuously is repeated ad nauseum from the various leftist websites. The most recent one was Vox on Tuesday when they released a fun video about the filibuster for gun control that failed. Within it, they pushed the 90% myth and talked about how the NRA is standing in the way of by being big and scary. And coming from their Twitter, 90% of Americans want gun reform, but the NRA has found clever ways to block that in Washington. Hashtag 2016-ish. Now, within this video, Senator Murphy delivers the same line I keep hearing that accompanies the myth. Nobody ever agrees on 90% of something. He and everyone who says it are correct, at least in the kind of thing he's saying 90% of people that are agreeing. The false stat comes from surveys like this. Here's the question. Do you favor or oppose a federal law requiring background checks on all potential gun buyers? That's CBS New York Times. Then there's Quinnipiac. Do you support or oppose requiring background checks for all gun buyers? Then there's Pew Research Poll. Do you favor or oppose making private gun sales and sales at gun shows subject to background checks? Now, if you look at that, each of those ranked very highly in the 90th percentile, with the exception of the Pew poll, which had 85%. They even sweetened the pot by releasing stats that say even NRA members agree that we need background checks for all gun sales by a whopping 74%. The problem is, and you've probably figured this out already, that the language used in these polls is so broad that you can use it to blanket almost any point you want about background checks. Or in Vox's case, we can just expand that out to gun reform without batting an eye. Of course, 90% of people want background checks, and we have them. Go try to buy a gun from a store or online, and I guarantee you're going to get your name through an NICS check. Yes, everybody wants to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. And you'll notice that we have laws on the books about that, too. But they still, the leftists, they still flaunt this 90% stack like we really, wink, wink, mean we want tougher gun laws. And Republicans and the NRA are standing in the way like the villains they are. The problem is that that's not even true. When the gun control bill in 2013 failed, 62% of Americans wanted the issue dropped. Furthermore, only 41% believe that even more background checks will reduce crime, and only 30% want broader background checks, according to Rasmussen. In essence, the 90% stat is approval for laws we already have on the books. But even more laws tend to find their way into the trash can because we actually don't want them. Many Americans understand that tougher gun laws will only make it tougher for regular citizens to get them, and would much rather be armed against the bad guy who's going to get his gun anyway, somehow, some way, regardless of what law is passed. These hucksters are not to be believed. Don't buy what they're selling. The mere supposition in this country today where we can get 9 out of 10 people in a room to agree on something is laughable. For a lot of people, there have always been background checks. Background checks have only been around since the mid-90s. So now it's become, you know, it's part of the day. It's part of the process, if you will. You can't buy a gun online without getting a background check. You buy a gun online, you buy it from Bud's Gun Shop or Guns America or wherever you buy it. You buy it there, it's going to be shipped from an FFL, and you have to supply him with FFL information on your end for the gun to come to that FFL. When you get there, then you have to go through a background check before that FFL is going to let you have that gun. That's just the way it is. Gun shows. All of the FFL dealers in a gun show has to have a background check. They can't move a gun without, and they sell plenty. The ATF has moved to accommodate them whenever there is a, you know, on Saturday and Sunday they have background checks. So, I mean, that's happened. It's happening already. So you got 90% of the people that are approving of what we've already got because they don't know any better. They don't know the breakdown of how background checks fail. That's the thing. They fail. Background checks are failures. I have not yet heard about this Dallas shooter, but I bet you he got his gun legally. We know Omar Mateen got his gun legally. We know that Farouk and his wife somehow or other managed to get his buddy to buy him, who bought him legally. Lanza's guns were purchased legally. Aaron Alexis, who should never have been allowed to buy a gun. This guy had been, he had been flagged for hearing mess. I mean, the cops, they had called the cops because he was hearing voices from the microwave. And yet, he didn't get flagged. He had an incident where he shot the tires out of a, you know, he blew the tires on a car with a gun because he was like in a blind rage where he sort of blacked out and just acted. What's he doing with a gun? He bought his gun legally in Virginia because he never got put in the system. So, and that's the thing, getting put in the system. Do you know how, I don't know what the numbers are exactly. I've heard that in New Jersey alone it's in the millions. But there's a lot of people out there that do not get put in the NICS system. They're bad guys that will pass a background check. And that's the problem with these lists. The background check is the only process out there where it's bouncing off of a list. They're looking for at the prohibited persons list. If you show up on it and you're the one that's being background checked, then that match, that correlation is made. And then I think 90-some-odd percent of the time, that's false. Because there's lots of people. On the day that I had my open heart surgery in Greenville, South Carolina, another William Edward Frady at a different hospital died on that same day. So there's lots of, you know, there's lots of names that are out there that are the same name or something else. So, you know, background checks, though, they get the approval of the American public. I would love to know where they got these samples from. I would love that. I've always wanted to know where they get the samples from because I've never been polled. Who's been polled out there? I've never been polled. So whenever they come to me and say something about a poll, for me, as far as I'm concerned, it's almost like they're making it up. Because I've never been polled. I've been asked about TV shows. I've been asked about radio shows. I have never been polled on a political matter. Ever. I've never been exit polled, and I've voted plenty of times. So, I think these pollsters are just a bunch of shysters, to be honest with you. I think they're just sitting around pulling numbers out of the air. What's a good number there, Scott? 90%. I like that one. Yeah, okay, Scott, let's run with that one. 90%. Yeah, 90% of everybody wants this. Isn't that already a law? Well, you know, then we ought to be okay because it's already a law. Right, gotcha. Yeah. Coming up next, Sean Maloney. We'll be right back.
Trials. These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.